Welcome to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase 1 Fitness and me, your host, Jerry Bacall. Today we're going to somewhat reopen the age-old discussion about free weights versus machines. With exercise equipment so prevalent in gyms today, the discussion has really changed from, are machines effective, to, which are the best machines to take advantage of? Back in the 70s and 80s, when Nautilus equipment first started to hit the gyms touting fantastic gains, the naysayers were out in full force, discounting the effects of all machines. Machines were considered sufficient for the non-serious weight trainers, but the real work done by serious bodybuilders was accomplished with free weights. There was just one quirk in that theory, and that's even the most serious of bodybuilders use machines for exercises like lat pulldowns, seated row, and tricep pushdowns. With those exercises being machine-driven and accepted, why weren't other machine-driven exercises more widely recognized? Adding to the controversy was the advent of Nautilus equipment and the theories put forth by its inventor, Arthur Jones. The line of exercise machines developed by Jones used the CAM system to provide variable resistance, which allowed for a more efficient and effective workout. These machines revolutionized the fitness industry. The isolation provided by the machine and the intensity provided by the variable resistance CAM made it difficult to deny the value of the machines, but boy, how the naysayers tried. There was just too much science to refute, and the effectiveness of the machines was eventually accepted. The fact that the 1974 Miami Dolphins of the NFL, the first team to purchase the full line of Nautilus, and went on to be undefeated that season, sure didn't hurt. With machines being accepted in today's fitness world, which alternatives to free weights are the most popular and best to use to complement your resistance training? Every young bodybuilder's favorite muscle is the chest, so let's start there. The standard barbell chest press has to be one of the most popular exercises in a gym. Besides the chest, it also puts strain on the shoulder muscles to act as stabilizers. Engaging the shoulders to that extent, it also puts them in danger of injury. A seated chest machine allows you to concentrate more on the chest, and whereas the shoulders are still a secondary muscle in the movement, they aren't required to stabilize, as the machine performs that task. In that situation, you can concentrate more on the target muscle. The lat pulldown has always been a gym favorite for working the lats along with the rhomboids and the teres major, which are the primary components of the V-shape of the upper back. By using multiple grips, an overhand or pronated, underhand or supinated, or neutral, you're sure to activate all the muscles of the upper back, whether by direct stimulation, secondary stimulation, or stabilization. Another great machine is the leg press. The leg press will give your legs, from calves to quads to hamstrings, a complete exhaustive workout. The movement does a great job of simulating the squat and has proven to give bodybuilders even more leg development than doing free weight squats, all with the reduced risk of injuring the lower back. The effectiveness was proven by those such as Dorian Yates, a 6-time Mr. Olympia winner known for his mass, who used a leg press machine for his leg development. Cable exercises are also great movements as they tend to keep the tension of the weight in direct line with the target muscle. A perfect example of this is the tricep kickback movement. Done with a dumbbell, much of the tension is straight downward from the force of gravity. Utilizing a cable, the tension stays directly in line with the extension of the forearm anchored by the pivoting elbow. Throughout the whole exercise, the tension starts and stays with linear movement. Another advantage of machine-driven exercises is the ability to easily implement intensity techniques such as drop sets. By simply having a couple of extra pins that can be positioned prior to the set, you can easily and effectively increase the intensity of the exercise. So, if you're in the gym and some of the free weight equipment that you normally use isn't available, know that you're not compromising your workout by filling in those exercises with machine-driven movements. Thank you for tuning into this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase 1 Fitness. Join us again when we discuss another interesting topic. Until then, I'm your host, Jerry Bacall, wishing you success, and above all, please stay safe and healthy.